Godel. Bein oimei den Yosef, whether the Godel, in other words, the Yavam that's wearing the shoe, he could either be standing or he could be sitting. Bein muta, whether he's lying down, or else vachaletzas min asuma, or else she makes chalitza off a suma, the Yavam is blind, and she's taken the shoe off him, is aloch in all these cases, chalitza sekshera. All these cases take akasher. Now, Abu b'manal ha-nifram, but let's say the shoe was ripped. Shein chayfes reva regel, it's ripped so much that now it does not cover up most of his foot, or else most of his ear, or else b'sandal ha-nifchas, or else it's a sandal that was also opened up, ripped open. Shein ha-mekabel is reva regel, most of the regel, the foot, does not fit in there, or else of a smicha sayadayim, not a smicha made for your foot, but a type of a smicha that's made to protect your hands, or else beyond pil yishal begid, or else if the yavam is wearing socks made out of cloth, or else v'chaletis min akotin, or else the yavam is a cotton, he's not a godl, he's not a mitzvah, he's a cotton, his chalitzas apsula, all these cases the chalitzas psula. So you have a clear proof again that beyond pil yishal depends. If the pil yishal is made out of skin, it's a kosher chalitza. But if it's made out of begid here, like it says over here, stak apostle. Trashi, until you show begid, diktani sveifach lesasa psula, osan the rabbonin, the pligi yaled the Rabbi Meir. That's right. Yeah. See the riot to Rova. There are two types of socks. A sock made out of skin is kosher lechalitza. Right. Kav hakito, that do we say an artificial leg like kav hakito, is the chura man who does it go like? Says Rashi, tomorrow Rabbi Meir calls the court to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rashi says, the choshev le manu, that do we say a kav hakito, an artificial leg, is kosher lechalitza, that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Tanah would learn like this, the Gemara in Shabbos. Hakita, person that has an artificial leg, yoitza the kav shaloi, he's allowed to walk out with that leg. Divrei Rabbi Meir. In other words, when he wears this, it's considered like his shoe. So since it's considered like his shoe, just like a normal person can walk out with his shoes, this person can walk out with an artificial leg. Rabbi Yossi Oyser. Yossi says, no, it's awesome. So kids, that we had before, that the chalitz is kosher, is only according to Rabbi Yeshita. But Rabbi Yossi holds, it's not called a manel. Therefore, you're not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Vayta b'yan til yishol begit. That we learned, if you have socks made out of clothing, it's posel lechalitza, is also in the rabbonin. Who goes according to rabbonin shita? Says Rashi, Diktoni says chasasa psulos in the rabbonin. The polygon led Rav Meir, the kavakita. That they argue on kavakita. Almud lehevi manol. The Rav Meir, because if it goes according to Rav Meir shita, kiv on the kavakita. Hu manol, alma v'yanalecha tochash loidayik, is not v'davka, and pilu namitevi nol. Because according to Rav Meir, if you're telling me an artificial leg like is also kosher, so you see, it doesn't have to bedavka be a shoe. So it doesn't have to be a shoe, so why is it not until you, why are socks no good? Elamai, it goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that holds that socks is no good, because they hold the kita is also no good. It has to bedavka be a shoe, and not a sock. So what's the Madna Maisa? One goes according to Rameya, one goes according to the Rabbanan. Friday, then it says, V'choletzas min akotin, klitzas psula.
No, really we're going according to the Rabbonin. Until he is no good, you have to have the same shoe and not a sock. Of a Zoyva Resha, why is a good Kava Kita, how come it's good for Chalitza? We're talking about this artificial leg, Tak is made from skin. It's covered around with skin. So that's why it has a shame manul. That's why it's kosher lechalitza. Omalei Rava. Avol ein mechupor. But let's say this leg would not be covered up with skin. My posel, then it would not be good. We posel lechalitza. Yochi, if so. Ad etorni seifa. Beyond pilya. Shel begit. That's what it says. What's posel? A sock made out of clothing. The chur, why do you have to go to such a far case? Socks. Lift look b'dido, make a chilek in this artificial leg. When do we say you could use it for chalitza? If the yavam has his leg, that's vital, like we had before. He has his knee. It's on the bottom part of the leg that's missing. That he has this covering there. When is it kosher? Then the chupar, only where it's covered up with skin.
or possible. But if it's not covered up with skin, if it doesn't have skin there, leather, it's possible. So why does it say dafkan apilya? Mor says, "Hello, my Rabbis." Rabbis says the opposite way. That me the Reisha Rabbi Meir say for Nami Rabbi Meir. No, it's mashma. This artificial leg does not have to have skin on it. As long as it's something, it's on his leg, it's good. So the churah, the sefer goes according to Rabbi Meir. The sefer is also Rabbi Meir. So then it's a kasha. If you don't, but you have to have a shoe. Even an artificial leg is good. So then why aren't socks good? So Gemara answers. It's not a din in the shoe. It has to be made out of leather. The din is totally if it protects you or not. The socks don't protect you. Stam cloth doesn't protect your foot. Therefore, it's no good the chalitza. Mashenka here, this artificial leg, you put it on the bottom of your leg, that's your shoe. That's protecting your bone, whatever you have there, that's protecting you. So therefore, that is called a mano, that's pshan rameya. So there was no theory, even according to rameya. It has to be something that protects you and not a sock. Umar Ameima. Haiman de cholitz. Whoever, when you make chalitza, is sorach lemid chasayu lekarya. The yavim like has to put his pressure on the foot. In other words, his foot has to be on the floor. His shoe has to be pressing down on the floor. And then she has to pull the shoe off him. But he has to be putting pressure down on the floor. He has to push his foot down on the ground. Oh, Malay Rav Ashlam Eimar, for a Tanya I would just learn before, Ben Oimeid, Ben Yoshev, Ben Muta, Mashmuat, no matter how the Yavim is, whether he's standing or sitting or leaning, Mashmu, if you're lying down, the chur of your foot is not touching the ground. And still it's kosher lechalitza. Still it's okay if she just pulls off the shoe off his leg. So Moran says, I must say, Ulayodlam de Dochis Lakari, Enachnami, even though he's sitting, even though he's leaning down, but our koponim, his foot, has to be pressing down against the karka. Enachnami, that's the way chalitza has to be. Chalitza, pulling off the shoe, means that the foot now is resting, the pressure is on the ground, and she's pulling it off. The Yomar, Amema said like this, Haiman de Maski, Al Lichto, is the carrier. If someone like is walking, like the upper part of his foot, is like chalitz, you can't make chalitza. Rashi alichta the carrier. Sherag loy hofuch, his leg is like turned upside down, his foot is upside down. Vidar spell yoyne sharegel, and the top part of his regal, that's what's pressing down. Such a person. So in other words, Bekitza Kleimar, Shein Haduris, Bemokom Medras Ragli. He's not pressing down now on the bottom part of his foot the way it's supposed to be. So Mashmut's no good. He owes like his puzzle. He Simon Damaski, Al Lichto de Karya, somewhere is walking. Like the top part of his leg is facing downwards. He's Lecholitz. They cannot make Chalitza with him. And Omalei Rav Ashi Lameima, Ivotanya, we learned smuchas from Aglayim. So we learned what the smuchas, what your foot rests on, also is good. So where it says, Lav the cholitz bo'iyu, isn't it that he himself is making the chalitza? So mashma what, his foot is not pressing down, still is good. So where it says, Loi, to yoyiv le li'achar v'cholitz, somebody else uses it and makes the chalitza, but not he himself. So Rashi says, my lav the cholitz bo'iyu, ha'gurur es ragloiv ve'makumim, that his foot is just dragging along, and they're turned upside down, so still it's kosher? Shemar says, no. Liyacha means sharagli yishara. It just means somebody else that's feet is yosher, is straight, they make the chalitza. And Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, lamay dekomer ameimer. After the ameimer says, your feet have to be straight, and the bottom of your feet has to be resting on the ground, and if not that way, you can't make chalitza. So he said, lav bar uvo, cholitz, v'lav bar kipuf cholitz. These two people came in chalitza. Mashma, these two people had upside down, their feet were upside down, so they're possible to make chalitza. Rashi says, Haperek elu megalchin, t'yachosho l'dayte d'ravashi v'yatapuch karya, that since he made Ravashi chalitza sadas, and he made her feel bad, and this happened to them, that their feet turned upside down. So such people that they walk on the top of their legs, and the bottom of legs are upwards, they can't make chalitza. So now it's kitza, the foot has to be down on the floor, and then she pulls off the shoe off it.
The kopon of the maskana by Sasir was that we hold like Reb Meir, that you do not have to have a real leather shoe. It's enough to have something that protects the foot. So it's good like we had before, even if it's made out of wood, also it's kosher. Just a slipper or a cloth, right, socks are no good. But if it's something hard that protects you, that's okay. Minakuva lamata. It has to be that he has from the ankle, from the knees and down, that part of the leg he has. But if it's amputated already from above the knee, then it's posla chalitza. Reminu. Raglayim vidashin prat labalikavin. It's no good. Trash raglayim means sholosh regolim. Tochuk, the mitzvah goyel or the regal. It's prat labalikavin. Shepturim in aria. Alma shoik lav regalu. That balakavin means they just don't have the bottom. They don't have the bottom shoe. The bottom foot. Even though they have their, the foot. So you see, the shoik is not called a regal. Here it says Rashi Mashma Midover Shu'al Ragloi Midlak Sivachotsa Nola Neragloi Mashmir Bachalitz it's kosher even if you have something on top of your regal. So even though the regal the ankle was amputated already, so if you have from the knee downwards, if you have a piece of portion from there, you could make a chalitza. If a shoe is tied on to that part of the foot, it's okay. If you dash in the word may al ragle from on top of this regal, so maybe even on top of the knee also. So Gemara says may al, it has to be on top of his foot, for loy may al the mal, but not too high up. On top of the knee already, that's called above, that's no good. The chiddush is it could even be above the foot, but not higher up than the knee. Amar Rav Papa, Shema Mina, Hai Ista Vira. Rashi says that's like the bottom bone at our yenochis. In other words, the bone from your knee to your foot goes mamash all the way down to the floor. In other words, that's one long bone. These sakotaitach misak postik is if you want to say it's made out of two bones. Well, what is the kif? He's saying what the kif is made out of one bone. Why? Because if it was made out of two bones, so why is the top bone still kosher? The chur that's called meyal de meyal. So the bottom part of the bone is called on top of the foot. And the top part of that bone is called on top. So why is it kosher lechalitza? Helamai, the whole, what? The whole? Yeah. Kef is one bone. Omer Rav Ashi, maybe there's no proof in here. Even if you want to say it's made out of two bones. Of a cold, of a hadi, kariyadomi. Lamaisa, it's one kefir. Lamaisa, it's one piece here. Since it looks, yeah, heel. You're right, right. Since Lamaisa looks like one bone there, that's considered me'al. That's called on top of the foot. But we have at the bottom foot, what's called on top of the foot, up until the knee. Up until the knee is called on top of your foot, that's kosher lechalitza. So even though this part, the kefir you're saying, is made out of two bones, it don't make a difference. It looks like it's one thing, that's called me'al. Mashen can your knee that bends over, so on top of the knee, that looks like a double above their foot, that's possible. But from the knee downwards, it's kosher. Alright, stop here. You're holding daf kuf gimel amar aleph, by the bottom by the two dots. The Mishnah says now min hakuvo lamala. Again, what's the bottom most part that you can still make chalitza on the foot? Is min hakuvo. It has to be from the knee. From the knee downwards is still good. So from the knee downwards, if rachmonis, if you're missing from the knee downwards, and you have a shoe on that part of your bone, it's called a good chalitza. Min hakuvo lamala. But if you don't have from your knee downwards, so then you put the shoe on top, it's no good. For the more, why? Because the man of says the regal is only called the calf, the bottom part, not the thigh. For the more, most of Rav Kana, Rav Kana is the kasha. Says in the posik,
So about an isha that after birth comes out mi bein ragleo. Where does the baby come out from? By her thigh. And you see the pasuk calls it mi bein ragleo. So here you see a regal goes all the way up to the thigh, not only to the knee. So Rabbi says in that shver that b'shor shekaras leilud, when an isha gets ready to give birth, is noetzes akveho biakaser. The way she sits when she's giving birth is she puts her knees, like she bends her legs, and she puts her heels near her thigh. So Violetis, that's where she gives birth. So if so, it's good, the Shazal Shlisa, that the afterbirth, the baby came out, may bang ragler, from like in between her feet, because her feet are bent up all the way up by her thigh. Toshima. Another pasuk says, Shmuel Beis, lo yosa raglov, lo yosa svamov, that he did not cut his mustache. And also Yosar Raglov, Rashi says, it means to say, Shiloy Hissar Sar Zokna Tachton. He did not like shave off of his hair on the bottom, on the Mokum Erva. So Kura, that's by his thigh. And still the Pasuk calls it Regal. So Kura, you see, a Regal is called all the way up, Mamash Chiyever, to the top of the thigh, is still called your Regal. So Chalitza should also be kosher even up there. So Gemara answers, Lishn Malya. The reason why it says, Lo Yosar Raglov, even though usually regal only means up into the knee and not higher, but there it wants to say a nice lushin, a nice manner of speech. It doesn't want to say, like he didn't cut off the hair by his erva, so it says, like also raglov. But really, usually raglov only means up until your knee and not higher. Toshima, posited by Yovo Shol, Lohosech as raglov. Shol went, Lohosech, Rashi says, Me reglayim. He went to let out water, so it says, lushin, Lohosech as raglov. Mashma, the mukum where the water comes out, is still called raglov. Even all the way up by the top of your thigh, still it's called raglov. So again, the Mara says, Lishnamalya, no, really your regal ends by your knee. The reason why the Pasuk says the Elohosach is raglov, it just means a nice way of speech. Toshima, Pasuk says, Ach Mesech as raglov, Bechadar Hamakira. He was like, he was letting out water in the cool room, the Cheder Hamakira. So again, Mesech as Raglov, Mashma on the top of your thigh, it's still called Raglov. Again, the Gemara says, Lishnam Alya, no, really Regal only means to the top of your knee. There it talks about top of the thigh, some a nice manner of speech. Even though really it doesn't mean Raglov, it means your Rechov. Right, the Pasuk says, Bein Ragler, says that with Sisera, it says by Pasuk there that she lived Bein Ragler. So the Moradashins, it's talking about that he had Bia, he lived with her. So you see, Bein Ragler, by the Mokum Erev, is called her Regal still. Again, the Gemara says, Lishnam Alya, just a nice way of speech. But really, Taka, by Eshes Yoyel, it was a Bia that was on top of the Regal. Right, Omer Rav Yechanan, Sheva Bilois Bo Alois Arosh Yabois Ayoyim. That day when Sisera came and lived with Eshes Yoyel, he lived with her 7 times. 7 times Eshes Yoyel let her live with him. Shenamar Pasuk says, Bein Raglea Kora, she fell down between her legs. Nofal Shocho Bein Raglea Kora Nofal. Basha Kora Shom Nofal. Shodit. That Mashuara, finally at the end, he died over there. Last time he fell down, that's when she went and killed him. In other words, she was really a tzaddikus. And the reason why she let him have via with him, Rashi says, V'nizkavna k'dei liyagoi. She wanted to make him very weak and tired. And then when Sisera fell asleep, she went and killed him. For the Gemara, I will call Mithanya Miaveira, the Chura, like, so Tosfos explains, it wasn't the kasha how she was allowed to do it. Like, she was only Karkoilam. Anisha was just laying flat. And she, Sisera, lived with her. But the kasha Tosfos learns is, Hokamithanya Miaveira, she enjoyed herself also. So how come the Pasuk talks about Shvach, that she was a big tzaddikus? And Lechura, why is it called such a good thing that she did, even though she meant L'shem Mitzvah, but Lechura, she had some enjoyment from it also? So this Gemara says, no, she had no enjoyment from the Bia when Sisera was living with her. But some Rav Yechna Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi, called Toivosan Shal Rishoyim, even though a Rosha means to do something good to a tzaddik, you should know,